Why would thou gruest to the shores of the haven and question every sail? Should write and I not have it, where a paper lost as offered mercy is. What was the last that he spake to thee?
It was his queen. His queen.
Then waved his handkerchief.
And kissed it, madam.
Oh, senseless linen, happier therein than I. And that was all?
No, madam. For so long as he could make me with this eye or ear distinguish him from others, he did keep the deck, with glove, or hat, or handkerchief, still waving as the fits and stirs of his mind could best express how slow his soul sailed on, how swift his ship.
Thou shouldst have made him as little as a crow, or less ere left to after eye him.
Madam, so I did.
I would have broke mine eye strings, cracked them, but to look upon him. Till the diminution of space had pointed him as sharp as my needle, nay, have followed him till he had melted from the smallness of a gnat to air, and then have turned mine eye and wept. Good Bassanio, when shall we hear from him?
Be assured, madam, with his next vantage.
Did not take my leave of him, but had most pretty things to say. Ere I could tell him how I would think on him at certain hours. Such thoughts and such. Or made him swear the she's of Italy should not betray mine interest or his honour. Or have charged him at the sixth hour of morn, at noon, at midnight, to encounter me with orisons, for then I am in heaven for him. Or, ere I could give him that parting kiss, set betwixt two charming words, comes in my father, and like the tyrannous breathing of the north, shakes all our buds from growing.
The Queen, madam, desires your Highness's company.
Those things I bid you do, get them dispatched. I will attend the Queen.
Madam, I shall.